Good morning. Thank you for letting me speak with you all today. My name is Stephanie Kiefer. My husband Al and I, along with our daughters, Juliana, who is 7, and Nora, who is 4, started attending Seaview last July. I became an official member in January. Al and I are pretty quiet people, so you probably don't know us very well, but I know many of you have had the opportunity to speak with Juliana and Nora. And that's totally fine because they are the coolest ones in the family and the reason we started attending Seaview. As my children got older, I realized that I wanted to attend a church to provide them with a community of people with a purpose. But Al and I had some non-negotiables. The most important would be that the church we attend must not only be accepting, but inviting of all people. We also wanted a church that wasn't all talk and no action. It must be a place where the people practice what they preach. And another one that was important for me is that I could sleep in until at least 8 o'clock. So based on this, I did a little Googling, and here I am. After attending services for a month or so, I joined the CREC because I wanted to have a behind-the-scenes look at what my daughters were doing while I was in worship. Being a new UUer, I felt it would also help me make friends in this new community. And being a lifelong introvert, that's important as well. At first, I wasn't sure if my daughters were getting anything out of church like I was. I would ask them if they liked class and if they were making friends. They both said yes, so I figured that was a good start. Then one day, they confirmed their enjoyment when I caught them playing church. This is something they do a few times a month, usually on a Sunday. They have heated discussions on who can be Miss Sally, Miss Maggie with Puppy Bree, the singing piano lady, the president, not that one, but Miss Ann O'Dell. And the most heated discussion comes from who gets to decide who can be the principal. That took me a while to figure out, but that would be Reverend Justine. They are themselves to light the chalice, which is my flashlight. They recite the chalice lighting words, and then they jump right into their roles for music. They bang on the keys of their little electric keyboard, and they usually sing You Are My Sunshine. Sometimes they sing the Dora theme song. It just depends. They line up their dolls and stuffed animals for the time for all ages. The last time I caught it, they were lecturing on why it is important to clean up your toys. Just a side note, the cleaning of the toys hasn't improved since this discussion. Then the animals and dolls are sung off. Until very recently, they offered a slight variation of Go Now in Peace. To their ears, it sounded like we are singing Go Now with Bees. When I spoke to them about this, Juliana said, "Oh, okay, your way makes way more sense. I never saw the bees." Now, I don't know if playing church is something that other kids do, but I remember doing it as a child. I grew up Catholic, and when I was 6, I decided that I wanted to be a nun. I based this life-changing decision on the fact that nuns are able to choose their own name. And there was another Stephanie in the neighborhood, and sharing the name really bothered me, so I thought, why not? Six-year-old logic, right? I thought playing church would be good practice. I would find my long flannel jammies and put them on. I would take my pillowcase and wear it on my head. And I would take my jump rope and tie it around my waist as a habit rosary. Then I was kind of lost as to what to do. I would sit for a bit, then stand, then kneel. I'd say amen, and then I'd repeat the standing, the sitting, and the kneeling. Sometimes the nun at my church would assist with communion by serving the blood of Christ to the parishioners. But at 6, that sounded really scary, so I decided not to practice that part. Now, I'm telling you about my experience in playing church, not to embarrass myself while entertaining you, but to make a point. To me, it looks like my daughters have much more fun playing church than I did, which to me means they are getting a lot more out of church than I did. They definitely have more options for participation, and more importantly, leadership when they play church. They have so many choices of roles filled by women to pretend to be. How awesome is that? Also, I don't think anything we do here at CVU looks scary to children. I'm able to explain what we do and why we do it to the girls without having to tell them, just pray and have faith, which is what I was told by the priest when I asked questions about church. Or more importantly, my grandma would say, it's just what we do. I love that they have questions that can't be answered, and that's okay with me. I want them to challenge what they believe or what they think they believe. I want them to see and hear things that could influence or enforce their beliefs. Next week, I will officially begin my 15th year as an educator in Norfolk Public Schools. I see on a daily basis how important it is to be part of the village when it comes to raising children. I see the impact on students when they have a positive support system, and I see the impact on children when they do not. I strive to be a village person for my students, and you all here at CVU seem to do the same. When we walk in, my children are often greeted by their CREC teachers, as well as other adults. You stop and you ask them how they are doing and what's going on. You genuinely care about my girls. If you know Nora, you know she is a hugger. Without warning, she will grab you around the legs. She's often seen making her rounds before service begins. Thank you for returning her squeezes. It really makes her day. I know, as you viewers, we are wanting to make big, life-altering changes in the world, and that is really awesome. But please celebrate all the goodness that happens in our building. When you smile and say hi to the children, you are acknowledging that they matter. When you ask for their opinions, you are acknowledging that they have input. When you provide them with opportunities to learn and question, you are acknowledging that they are future leaders and change makers. Now, I don't know what my daughters will grow up to be, but I hope I know who my daughters will grow up to be. We often hear to lead by example, and I can't think of a better place than at CVU, where all that is demonstrated. Here, they are surrounded by sincere people trying to make a better world for all. I urge you to continue extending your kindness to the little ones, because we as parents notice and appreciate it, but more importantly, the children notice it, love it, and learn from it. Thank you.